Next on Westmoreland Saturday Morning, it's DeStefano's Den with sports guy TJ DeStefano here on 98.7 Westmoreland Gold, 1480 WCNS, and thisisgold.net. Good morning, sports fans. Welcome inside DeStefano's Den on Westmoreland Saturday Morning. We're brought to you by Stay in Latrobe. Why stay in a hotel when you can stay in Latrobe? 905 Mission Road in Latrobe. Call 412-601-0706. Email stayinlatrobe@comcast.net. And they're online, www.stayinlatrobe.com. We're on at 7:30 on 98.7 Westmoreland Gold, 1480 WCNS. This is gold.net and on the iHeartRadio app. I'm your host, TJ DeStefano, and as always, we're talking sports. And today we're talking Hempfield Area Spartans Athletics with Athletic Director Brandon Rapp. Brandon, good morning. Thanks for coming on.
TJ, good morning. I appreciate you having me.
Yeah, great to have you on. I was joking with you before the interview. I mean, I've worked with you, talked with you a lot in your time, especially in Norwin, maybe even a little bit at Derry, and this is your first time on the show. So I apologize for waiting so long to have you on.
No problem. I just appreciate the opportunity, and it's always good to talk with you, for sure.
Yeah, it's likewise. Let's start, before we start talking athletics and everything, tell everybody a little bit about your background.
Well, as you mentioned, I think I'm going on maybe year 12 now in Westmoreland County as an athletic director. So had an opportunity to spend a few years at Derry, you know, spent the last 7 or 8 years at Norwin School District, and now just, believe it or not, completing year number one here at Hempfield Area. So, you know, the last decade plus in Westmoreland County athletics, you know, it's just been an awesome experience, and, you know, certainly settling in here at Hempfield, hard to believe it's been a year already. Or closing in on a year, but you know, just had such a great experience with all the athletes and all the different stops that I've had, you know, the opportunity to make.
Yeah, and you're, as you mentioned, very familiar with Westmoreland County. So, what did you take from your time at Derry and Norwin that you're going to be able to use over at Hempfield?
Well, you know, the people are just, I think what makes any place, and the people of Westmoreland County are just so great, and I think that's what, you know, that's what stuck with me, I guess, when I look at those three, you know, the three school districts that I've had that opportunity to be at. You know, I talked with my wife a little bit when we made the move to Hempfield, and you know, I just didn't know, can lightning strike three different times? Mm-hmm. That was kind of the question. Been so fortunate to be around such good people, whether it's administrations and school boards, coaching staff, parents, students, obviously. You know, they were so great at Derry when we first moved to the area, and it was so difficult to leave and move on to Norwin. But, you know, again, like I said, lightning struck twice and just had such great people. And I just, you know, didn't know how long my luck would stay with me. Mm-hmm. And it's been no different here at Hempfield either. So, again, just from the community support, you know, I think it's a tight-knit group in Westmoreland County. You know, even from the athletic directors, I think we have a very, very special group in Westmoreland County. And I think that's been, you know, one of the biggest benefits for me personally is just to have so many great colleagues to lean on and work with over, regardless of what school we're at, just to be able to work with that same group of people and the level of support that they have. I think athletics in Westmoreland County is a special group from the students, you know, through the administration, and just glad to be a part of it.
Now, talk about your first year at Hempfield, how things are going so far.
You know, everything's great. Like I said, the people are just amazing. The students, the coaching staff, you know, been very welcoming. You know, I joke that I've been the kid next door for the last 7 or 8 years, you know, at neighboring Norwin. So
yeah.
The fact that they've welcomed in the kid next door and, you know, been able to develop a lot of relationships. But obviously it's been a different type of year, one that I don't think any of us you know, have ever experienced before. So that has certainly presented its challenges with COVID-19 and the protocols and, you know, switching school districts in the middle of a pandemic. And, you know, so I'm just appreciative of everybody here and their patience with me as I'm, you know, learning new protocols and new faces and, you know, facilities and so forth, all in the midst of a pandemic on top of that too. So, but it's, like I said, it's been great. You know, we had talked that, you know, the days and the weeks may may seem long with the the COVID-19 protocols and procedures that we have, but again, you blink and here it is. We're closing in on the end of 1 year already, and that has just flown by.
Now, how has everything been going on with COVID? Because I know I've read, Hempfield has had some shutdowns, and obviously, athletics and things have been canceled, and all districts, most of them have seen it. So how are you guys handling this and trying to get through this whole pandemic?
Really, it's one day at a time. And I think, the biggest thing that I've noticed is maybe how we handled things in June or July of last year may be slightly different than what we did in November or December to even what we're doing now. So there are just so many moving parts, and we really just try to take it one day at a time. The guidance, the regulations that are passed down, whether that be from Governor Wolf's office, the Department of Education, Department of Health, whatever the case might be, those continue to adjust, and we have to be flexible in that as well. So we have a great team here, Dr. Maloney, Dr. Walicki, Dr. Connor, the whole group that really kind of helps to guide us in making sure that we make the best decisions for our student athletes, but also keep them safe. And again, we've had our shutdowns. Our students and our coaches have been resilient, I think is the word that I've used. Sometimes difficult situations, you really find out what people are made of, and how they may overcome adversity. And I just can't say enough about our coaches and our students for remaining positive, through difficult times, whether that be, school shutdowns, athletic shutdowns, whatever the case might be, keeping their eyes focused on the goals that they have and not letting, any disappointments, related to COVID impact what their goals are. So, I think we talked with our student athletes about, that's a great life lesson for them down the road that regardless of what adversity, may face you, obviously you can still reach those goals. So, certainly it's been interesting. It's been one day at a time and we're just trying to, continue to provide as many opportunities for students as we can, but also do so in a safe manner. And I think that's been our goal, from the beginning.
Now, how many sports programs at Hempfield? Because you guys are a big district. I'm sure everybody knows that.
Yeah, you're going to put me on the spot there for different programs. I do know that we just did this last week. We were looking at something, and between the different levels the programs that we have, I know we have 75 different teams that participated this year. So,
wow.
Across all of the different programs. So, through our middle school and our high school, but we're pretty proud of the fact that we were still able to offer an opportunity for 75 different teams to compete this year and all the student athletes that are involved for sure.
Yeah, that's really a lot of teams, and with that, you obviously need kids to come out, for the sports. Now, do you have a lot of kids coming out for the sports? And I know that it's key not only in your district, but all districts. When I talk to people, you need them to play multiple sports. So are you seeing a lot of kids, and are a lot of kids playing multiple sports?
Yeah, our participation has been really solid, throughout the year. Certainly there were some challenges with the lack of in-person meetings, mm-hmm. and our district has been hybrid throughout the year at the secondary level, with an A-B schedule where students attended every other day. So we had to get creative, and coaches had to be creative in how they were reaching students, whether that be for registrations or just general communication, off-season programs, whatever the case might be. But again, I think they've adapted well, and really our participation has remained very, very strong across the board. And then as far as multi-sport athletes, I think we're starting to see a trend at least what I've experienced anyways, we went through a period of a few years where maybe we saw that sports specialization where students were only participating in one sport, mm-hmm. or maybe two, very rarely. I think we're starting to come out of that a little bit, where we're starting to see some students, again, participate in multiple sports. I think they recognize the benefits of that, whether that's from a health and strength and conditioning standpoint, or whether it's just from a socialization standpoint. So, I know we're fortunate here to have a number of students that that participate in more than one sport, and even a few students, who are participating in all three seasons. So that's good to see. I know that obviously, we're passionate about what we do in athletics and the benefits and the educational aspect of it. So the more participation we have, the more students that we reach, and I think it's a win-win for all.
Definitely. Now, how are the kids, student athletes, again, they're known, how are they doing in the classroom? Because obviously the education is very important in all this as well.
Yeah, again, they're doing very well, and I think it's a generational it's a generational thing. I look at it, they've adapted so well to this hybrid model.
Yeah.
Being able, maybe we're in school for a certain period of time and then there's a shutdown, what we experienced back at the end of 2020, where schools were shut down for a period of time, obviously, the end of last school year as well. I'm not sure that many other generations would have been able to adapt to that the way that this group has. They're so technologically savvy.
Yeah.
Being able to bounce from an in-person class to an online class and so forth. Certainly it's had its challenges, and I don't want to minimize what our students have gone through, but I also think that this generation, more than anybody else, is probably built for that better than any of the previous years as well. So, certainly a challenge for them, but that comes back to that resiliency that I talked about, where they just adapt and they do the best they can, whatever the circumstances are, and I think that type of attitude, that type of approach, has what is what's moved them forward. But certainly, I think if you ask, our student athletes and our teachers, our coaches, no doubt everybody would like to be back in school full time, face to face. So while they've adapted well and they've met that challenge head on, it is certainly not come without its difficulties, and I think everybody would welcome the opportunity to be back together on a daily basis and move on. There's no doubt about that.
Yeah, I agree. Now, how were your winter and spring sports seasons? I'm sure the first thing is everyone was just probably excited to even get to play.
Yeah, without a doubt. I mean, again, you look back in December and in the beginning of January, there was a lot of question as to whether we were even going to be able to do that. And then when we were able, middle of January, beginning of January, we were able to crank back up again in the winter side of it. I think everybody hit the ground running, and really kudos to the coaches and the students again for all the different procedures and protocols that were in place, and for them to be able to kind of navigate that on top of a shortened season with a lot of activity jammed into a short period of time, and still to be able to navigate that. And again, we were very fortunate, here with our winter teams. We had rifle and bowling teams win championships. Our basketball teams had a really solid year.
Yeah.
We had some swimmers in the Whitfield championships. We had a gymnast win a WPIL title, and obviously our wrestlers had a ton of success as well. And with some WPIL and PIAA championships. So, again, I think that's just evidence that. They were passionate about their goals and reaching those goals, and once given the opportunity, they proved that they could do so safely and still compete at a very, very high level. And again, I think that's what we're trying to drive home is learn, continue to learn from those lessons, and those will stick with them as they move forward. So it was great for the winter. Very little break before the spring started.
Definitely.
With the adjusted schedule a little bit, almost seems like it's one giant season, where we started in the snow and the cold, and I guess maybe we're still kind of in that a little
yes.
bit now, but then we transitioned to the outdoor stuff a little bit more in the spring, and, again, as the weather begins to turn a little bit in the springtime and we get outside, I think that tends to lift everybody's spirits a little bit. And we transition into our spring season, and they're having a great season so far. And we're looking to, be able to finish that off strong. Here as the school year starts to wind down.
And we're talking with Hempfield Area Athletic Director Brandon Rapp on DeStefano's Den this morning, brought to you by Stay in Latrobe on 98.7 Westmoreland Gold, 1480 WCNS, thisisgold.net, and the iHeartRadio app. Now, Brandon, I want to talk to you about facilities. Now, broadcasting games, I've been to Spartan Stadium for football. I've been to the Fieldhouse for basketball. Great places, great atmosphere. So just talk about the facilities there at Hempfield, because you have some good ones.
Yeah, our facility, we're just so fortunate, to have the ability, to have the facilities that we have. And again, we talked about 75 different teams, and yeah, obviously we have to have a spot to put everybody. Mm-hmm. And so our facilities, are just awesome, and our grounds crew here, we're into the spring season and we're outdoors, and we just have such a great maintenance and facilities grounds crew that help to maintain everything there. So we're certainly fortunate, and we're excited about some upgrades as we look to move forward. We've recently made the decision that we're going to have some renovations in Spartan Stadium. We'll look to replace the artificial turf, and as well as the running track in Spartan Stadium. We'll be looking to do that here the beginning of June, and so we're really excited about that opportunity to. Give that facility, which is already, in my opinion, and I'm biased, but it is already a beautiful stadium.
It is.
And we're going to be able to, give that a little bit of a facelift as well. So, again, I think in the years to come, we'll continue to see some improvements there to make sure that we stay on top of things and provide the best, atmosphere and facilities for our student athletes to participate in.
Yeah, I agree with you. You guys have great facilities. Now, I am a Greensburg-Salem guy, but you know the rivalry there. But I have to give you guys.
We won't hold that against
you. I know. I have to give you credit though. I want to talk to you because it's been busy. You just mentioned that project and all the stuff going through COVID, and recently you've had two coaching hires and also a newly created program recently. First, Mike Brown is the new football coach, and the new program is girls golf. And Katie Miller-Gee is its first coach. And I talked to both of these coaches in the past few weeks. They're good people, and I know they're excited and really looking forward to making these programs succeed. So let's start with football, Brandon. Coach Brown, talk about him, his plan for Hempfield football, which has struggled lately being consistent, consistent winner over the last several years.
Yeah, I mean, for as excited, you'd mentioned, obviously, you've talked with both of those coaches and how excited they are. And I think I would be remiss if I said we weren't just as equally, if not more, excited to have them on board. Mm-hmm. So, we're thrilled. Coach Brown has, he's had that opportunity now to be able to meet some students, student athletes and parents, and he's certainly hit the ground running. Obviously, we're quickly approaching that fall season. So,
yeah, I know.
There's a lot to do in a short amount of time. But, Coach has such a great background, whether that be at the high school or the collegiate level. And we're really excited what he and his staff is going to be able to provide, for our student athletes. Certainly we believe that our conference is a very difficult conference in 6A, and night in and night out, it's a battle, and I know Coach is up to that challenge. I know our students are up to that challenge, and they're just excited to really get going here in the off season and be able to build that rapport, those relationships, and they're excited for the fall season as well. And we're just we're happy for Coach and his enthusiasm, and certainly Coach Bowen did a great job.
Yeah.
Here, and I know Coach Brown is excited to continue to build on what Coach Bowen and his staff did, and like I said we're really excited for Coach to be here and move forward this fall.
Yeah, and that football conference, you mentioned it's brutal, and from being at Norwin, because Norwin's in it too, and I say that every year. I'm like, I feel so bad for Hempfield and Norwin. They're in this tough conference, and all the travel, that you guys have to do as well. It's tough, but that's what they want, and I think that's what, actually, when I talked to Coach about that, he said, he wanted the challenge. He wasn't backing down from playing those tough teams or any of that, because that helps you get better, and if, you know, that's where you want to be, playing those top-level teams.
Yeah, with no doubt. I mean, I think you could look at you know, I mentioned obviously 6A and the conference that we're in, and it's tough, but, you know, I think you could talk to a lot of schools, you know, throughout the WPIL or Westmoreland County, and you know, 5A is mm-hmm. Is no different either. I mean,
yeah.
When you look at the teams that, you know, locally even, that are perennial contenders in the 5A and even down through, you know, the other classifications as well. I mean, it's, you know, it's Western Pennsylvania, and again, I already talked a little bit about, you know, the how special Westmoreland County is too. So I think that's the benefit. That yes, it's a challenge, but again, that's what we want. It's so nice that on every Friday night, you know, to be able to see that level of competition and compete against the best of the best. You know, as an athlete or as a coach, I think that's what we would hope that each one of them would want, is to challenge themselves against the best, and we're fortunate to have the opportunity to do that.
And I mentioned Greensburg-Salem earlier. How important is it that Greensburg-Salem and Hemphill get to play in football? I know with week zero, that's allowed that game to come back, and that's just really big for the schools and the communities.
Yeah, I think it is, and I think that's maybe been the one thing we talked about, you know, in 6A, or you had mentioned that the travel that's involved,
mm-hmm.
and that's not just in football, that's in
yeah.
all of our sports. I think maybe that's been the one, you know, I don't want to use the word disappointment, but just adjustment that, you know, when we went to six classifications a number of years ago, that took away some of those local rivalries,
yeah.
or that local flavor to again, a number of the sports programs that we have, just because of, you know, the nature of how spread out, you know, schools are from a classification standpoint. So I think in every sport, really what we're looking to do is when we have the opportunity to keep those, you know, those local rivalries, those local contests, I think you're right. It really benefits the communities, and it's, you know, I hate to use the word throwback a little bit, but it has been a while now that we've been in 6A and some of these classifications or to six classifications. So it is nice to maybe go back to that community rivalry and community involvement in some of those contests. So, you know, I know that's something that we look forward to, even from regardless of what happens on the field or happens on the court, regardless of the sport, it's just nice to have that community feel to some of those competitions that maybe we don't get as much as what we used to.
Yeah, I totally agree. Now on to golf. Why did the district decide to create a girls golf team? I know when Katie was there, she played on the boys team, and I know you guys have some girls that are currently playing on the boys team. So why did Hemphill decide it was time to have a girls golf team?
I think really what it boils down to is just, you know, level of interest and then opportunities. So that's what our goal always is to make sure that we provide the necessary opportunities for our students if they have that interest. So, you know, again, whether that's in a classroom or in extracurriculars. So, you know, you're right. We've had a number of young ladies that have competed over the years, but because we didn't sponsor a girls program, they had to compete on the boys' side. And while that provided, you know, opportunities throughout the regular season, if you don't sponsor a program, it limits the number of participants that are able to compete at the postseason or in the postseason.
Uh-huh.
So really what we did is we you know, we evaluated that last year, and you know, while we had a number of girls that were interested, I mean, we felt like we had multiple students that would be able to go on in the postseason and have success, but you know, the opportunity wasn't there for them to do that. And so really we recognized that right away, and you know, the level of interest that was there, we felt like this was the best move to provide the best opportunities for those student athletes. So there's a number of opportunities even at the next level, at the collegiate level, for scholarships and opportunities there as well, and we just didn't feel like we were maximizing those opportunities for those students. And I appreciate, you know, the district, you know, administration and the school board for recognizing that as well. And, you know, in the middle of a pandemic, it's not easy to continue to add right now.
Correct.
But I'll give them, you know, a ton of credit and well-deserved for recognizing it. And regardless of the situation that we were in, finding a way to provide that opportunity. So, you know, we moved on. And again, we're happy to have Coach on board. You know, I think we hit a home run for sure.
Definitely.
You know, and really with Coach Brown as well. I mean, I feel like we've got two great additions to our staff. They are great coaches, and they will do well for our students. But I also feel like they're even better people. And you know, they are the type of people that we want to educate and coach our students as well. And both, you know, Coach Brown and Coach Miller are you know, fit that bill 100%, and we're just awesome. It's just awesome to be able to have them on board, and especially Coach Miller to kick off a program as well. I mean, I think any program would be fortunate enough to have her come on board and have their students be able to learn from her, and to be able to do that in the first year of a program. You know, we're just really excited where that program will be going here in the next few years.
As I said, Katie, good person. I know her very well. Very good golfer. You know, she's competed at high levels and everything. So obviously, I think that program is going to be in good hands once she gets off and running with it.
Yeah, no doubt. And you know, I haven't approached her about this yet, but there's an athletic director here at Hempfield that doesn't hit the ball too well. So any tips that she might be able to provide to us, I think certainly would be welcomed. No doubt. We're excited to have her.
Well, Brandon, I will tell you one thing. When I interviewed her, she said, you know, she was looking for anybody that was interested, anybody that was willing to play, and no matter what their level was, she said even if they weren't that good or they wanted to throw the ball, she would even let them do that. I even offered to sign up when I heard that.
that might fit my level perfect, I think.
Yeah, that was my level too, so I was all for that offer. And now let's talk about here. We're almost out of time. Let's talk about, you mentioned the fall sports season. It's quickly approaching, so talk a little bit about your fall sports teams and what you're expecting to see from them here.
You know, again, I think the biggest thing for our fall teams, we've obviously talked about football and girls golf and the new additions that we have there, and we're also very close to, you know, hiring a new coach in field hockey and girls volleyball as well. So a lot of changes really for us in leadership in the fall season, but we're excited about it at the same time. So I think the biggest thing for our fall students, if we kind of rewind a year ago, you know, the end of the school year, we weren't in school. These students really were not able to have much of an off season until at least the month of July, and even that was very, very limited given the you know, the COVID-19 protocols that we had, and certainly they were fortunate enough to have a season, but you know, it was a season like no other, and I think there were a lot of limitations placed on those students. So what I'm excited for is for our fall athletes to have somewhat of a normal off season this summer, really be able to prepare well, and then go into the fall season hopefully with not as much uncertainty as what they had to last year. You know, certainly they gave it their all, and they did their absolute best, and that's not just here at Hempfield, that's across the board. Yeah. But we all know what we were dealing with and the uncertainty that we had in the fall. What, you know, was there going to be a season and for how long and so forth. So I'm just excited for them to have that opportunity to you know, really prepare and hopefully know what's in front of them and have such a great season that way.
Well, Brandon, thanks for coming on. I appreciate it. Best of luck at Hempfield, and we'll definitely have to do this again soon. I promise I'll get back to you, and we'll do more of these interviews.
TJ, I really appreciate the opportunity, and again, thank you for all that you do for our athletes and our coaching staff and the exposure that you provide for them. We certainly appreciate it.
You're very welcome, and thank you for working with me all these years, a little bit at Derry and a lot at Norwin, and I look forward to continuing to work with you at Hempfield here in the years to come.
Yeah, likewise. Looking forward to it.
And that was Hempfield Area Athletic Director Brandon Rapp. That does it for DeStefano's Den this Saturday morning, brought to you by Stay in La Trobe. Why stay in a hotel when you can stay in La Trobe? 905 Mission Road in La Trobe. Call 412-601-0706. Email stayinlatrobe@comcast.net and their website, www.stayinlatrobe.com. You can like DeStefano's Den on Facebook and follow me on Twitter at SportsGuy1480. I'm your host, TJ DeStefano. Have a great weekend, and we'll talk to you next Saturday here on Westmoreland Saturday Morning.